بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we always mention before we start the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the tawfiq of sitting in the majlis of dhikr so that we may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, the one who cares for us. He is our Mawla, He is our protector, He is our guardian. He shows us so much of love and compassion. Allah worries about us. Allah shows so much of concern. If Allah was not concerned about us, Allah would not have provided food for us. Allah would not have given us any clothing to wear. Allah would not have given us homes to dwell in. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares for us. And Allah forgives us. Despite our disobedience to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us tolerance. And Allah has not taken away His bounties from us. And He still continues to shower His bounties, His favors, His boons upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He wants from us is to turn our direction towards Him. Allah ta'ala wants us to become close to Him. Allah loves us. And therefore, it is mentioned in so many ahadith that we should make tawbah and istighfar. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a majlis of tawbah and istighfar, where we sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we hear some talk of deen, some advices, so many times it happens that a cold shiver runs down through our heart. Our body begins to shudder a bit. We realize what type of lives we are living. And what type of life we should be living. What Allah expects from us. What Allah wants us. Allah Ta'ala does not want a life of ghafla from us. Jo guzri teri yaad mein, wahi zindagi hai. That life a person spends in the yaad of Allah. In the remembrance of Allah. Person is mindful of Allah. He is conscious of his Allah. He is aware of his Allah. Jo guzri teri yaad mein, wahi zindagi hai. That life in reality is called life. That is zindagi. We talk about zindagi, life. So what is life? Our Hazrat Ari Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat Mir Aliya, in this couplet he has mentioned. Jo guzri teri yaad mein, wahi zindagi hai. Wahi zindagi bas, meri zindagi hai. This is my life. So that life which is spent, those years, those months, those weeks, those days, those hours, those minutes, those seconds, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean we take the dhikr, the tasbih, and sit in one corner of the masjid, and the entire day we spend in dhikr. No. There are times when we will take the tasbih and we make the dhikr of Allah. We will see Allah, Allah. We will see La ilaha illallah. We will moisten our tongues with the dhikr of Allah. But even when we are not in the masjid, even when we are in our business, in our practices, in our homes, in our shops, in our schools, in our universities, in our cars, whether we are traveling or whether we are on holiday, wherever we may be, we do not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo guzri teri ghaflat mein. That life which is spent in ghaflat, when a person becomes heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wo jina nahi hai. That is not called life. Wo sharmindagi hai. In reality, that is sharmindagi. Sharmindagi means it is an embarrassment. Something we should be ashamed of. That life we spend in the nafarmani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That life we spend in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally oblivious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't bother about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete apathy toward Allah and His injunctions. We don't have hope in Allah's mercy. Just on certain occasions, we may just practice some type of Islam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. We have not come here to look down upon any person. We have not gathered here to look down upon any friend or relative of ours. We have come here to purify our own souls. And that is why we make the dhikr of Allah. This dhikr is the nourishment of the soul. And when we make the dhikr of Allah, we are purifying our soul. We are washing away the filth that has accumulated, that has clogged our hearts. We don't realize. We see so many things. And we are hurting so many people's feelings. We embarrass people. We harm people. We do not give them their true rights. We take away the rights of people. We take away the rights of the orphans, the widows. Those who are close to us, our wives and children, our parents. We forget them. We worry and we bother more about people who are far away as far as blood relationship is concerned. I'm not saying we should not give them their rights. But we tend to show more respect to others than the people who are right around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the direction of our life. And therefore each one of us, if we introspect ourselves, and whilst we're sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course our mothers and sisters listening at home, it is a time for introspection, a time to look deep down into our souls, and reflect, and ponder, contemplate. Think, oh my Allah, I am your banda, I am your servant. Ya Allah, you are my master, I want to become close to you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I want your love to come into my heart. Ya Allah, you illuminate my heart. Brighten my heart. Ya Allah, my heart has become too heavy. Ya Allah, I cannot carry this heart anymore. Because it has been burdened with sins upon sins upon sins. My shoulders have become so heavy because there are mountains of sins that I'm carrying. Oh my Allah, but with your dhikr, one la ilaha illallah, those mountains of sins will just vanish, it will disappear, it will be washed away with the floods of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that noor comes gushing into our souls, all the food, no matter how much is accumulated and clogged our souls, everything will be washed away. So when we say la ilaha, we are negating this dhikr that we are having is ta'aleem. We are explaining, we are teaching ourselves, reminding ourselves how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we have new people coming and each person wants to know how to make the dhikr of Allah. But in reality, in our own, in solitude, at home, we should sit in one corner every day for a few minutes and make the dhikr of Allah. It will strengthen our souls. We will have more yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that. We become so full, gripped with fear. And we become so helpless at times. And we become so caught up in dunya. We get caught up with those pretty faces in our offices and our factories. And in working places, in our colleges and universities, in our madrasas. Allah forgive us. So we are here now to negate all those things. And we say, La ilaha illallah. And you will see how light we feel after dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How close we feel. That bond is created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day with our tongues and with our limbs. We make dhikrullah by saying la ilaha illallah and with our other limbs by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and refraining from all those places and all those actions and all those deeds where Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from indulging in.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله O my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the Dhakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues moist with your dhikr, ya. Ya Allah, make our tongues feel the sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. Make the coolness, ya Allah, penetrate our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sukoon in our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth that is accumulated in our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the morbid sins we committed, may Allah. All the filthy gunas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, immorality, may Allah. Ya Allah, that we casted lustful glances at non-mahram women, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the filthy gunas we did, may Allah. Ghibat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we spoke lies, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, we cheated and we deceived, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, we slandered, may Allah. We carried tales, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. The zina, the riba, ya Allah, the anger, may Allah. The ghussa that we have, may Allah. Ya Allah, the pride we have. The jealousy we have, the malice we have in our hearts, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. All this has caused so many dark spots to appear on our heart, may Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the dhikr we have made, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts white and pure and shining now, may Allah. Make our hearts be clean and pure and pak, may Allah. Ya Allah, eh Malik, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our tazkiya, may Allah. Purify us, may Allah. Purify our souls, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us become clean, ya Allah. Make us be good Muslims, may Allah. Make us be good believers, may Allah. Make us your friends, may Allah. Ya Allah, you become our friend, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us in amongst, ya Allah, those who are your awliya. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your friends, may Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your friends, may Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Hum to bahut zayif hai. Ya Allah, we are very weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are useless, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no strength in us, may Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are weak, may Allah. Our bodies are weak, may Allah. Our minds are weak, may Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. You are most powerful, may Allah. You are Qawi, may Allah. You are Aziz, may Allah. You are Hakim, may Allah. You are Ghalib, may Allah. You are Qadir, may Allah. You are Ghani, may Allah. You are Samad, may Allah. You are Mughni, may Allah. You are Basit, may Allah. You are Raziq, may Allah. You are Razzaq, may Allah. You are Fattah. You are Alim. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, may Allah. Our hearts are in your control. Our lives in your control. Our bodies in your control. Ya Allah, the entire universe in your control. The sun is in your control. The moon in your control. The stars in your control. The sky is in your control. Above the sky is in your control. The earth in your control. Below the earth in your control. The mountains in your control. The oceans and rivers in your control. The animals, the jinn, the angels, mankind. Every single creation, ya Allah. Everything is your makhluk, my Allah. You are Khaliq, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. You are ma'bud, my Allah. There is no other person that is worthy of being worshipped besides you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Oh, my Allah. You are subhan, my Allah. You are free from every type of defect and deficiency, my Allah. You have no weakness, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are most pure, my Allah. You are most perfect, my Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can command you, my Allah. You have, ya Allah, supreme control and authority over every single thing, my Allah. The arsh belongs to you, my Allah. The kursi belongs to you, my Allah. Jannat belongs to you, my Allah. Jahannam belongs to you, my Allah. Dunya belongs to you, my Allah. Akhirat belongs to you, my Allah. Time belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are mudabbir, my Allah. You are the planner, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is yours, my Allah. You are Malik, my Allah. You are Rahim, my Allah. You are Rauf, my Allah. Ya Allah, we say, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship, my Allah. You alone we ask for help, my Allah. Nobody else can help us, my Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilik. There is no running away. There is no refuge. There is no escape. There is no protection. There is no shelter from you. But you, my Allah. We will run away from you, my Allah. Where can we run away, my Allah? But towards you, my Allah. We will come towards you, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. You are full of mercy, my Allah. You are full of love and compassion, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah. Hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. We committed led many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, the life of ghaflat we led, my Allah. We are tired and sick of that life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are bechain, we are restless, my Allah. We just live pretentious lives, my Allah. We just put up the smile on our face, my Allah. But Ya Allah, we are not happy with the sins we are committing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want you, my Allah. We want to turn towards you, my Allah. We want a pure life, my Allah. Make us naik and salih, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the faizeen, my Allah. Make us from the muflihin, my Allah. Make us among those who are successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Show us the right path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the right path, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, hold us by our hands and put us on sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Make us move on sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, make this movement, Ya Allah. This road on sirat al-mustaqim towards you. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be an enjoyable one, my Allah. Every step we take, every an, my Allah, every second in our life, every breath that we take, my Allah, in your love, my Allah, make us get that enjoyment, my Allah, that ecstasy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our beloved, my Allah. We are your lovers, my Allah. Make us loyal lovers to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat, give us your qurb, give us yaqeen in your heart, my Allah. Remove all difficulties, remove all the hardships and miseries and sorrows and griefs and problems, my Allah. Whatever the problem is, my Allah, social problem, domestic problem, my Allah, husband and wife are fighting, my Allah, cause peace and unity amongst them, parents and children not on talking terms, cause sulah and peace between them, my Allah, neighbors are fighting, cause peace, my Allah, ummah is quarreling, cause peace, my Allah, Ya Allah, everything, Ya Allah, belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us shifa'i kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Do not make them suffer, my Allah. You are shafi, my Allah. Ya Allah, cure is in your hands, my Allah. Give them peace, my Allah. All those who are in hospital, who are at home, undergoing operations, or going for operations, my Allah. Whether it's a heart problem, my Allah. Whether it's a lung problem, kidney, liver problem, my Allah. Whether it's cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them complete shifa'i kamil, my Allah. Don't make them suffer, my Allah. Young and old are suffering, my Allah. Remove the difficulty, my Allah. Those who are in financial, Ya Allah, difficulties, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got so many debts to pay, my Allah. Make it be easy for them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who can't find any, Ya Allah, any job or any occupation, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want daily bread, my Allah. You provide halal sustenance, my Allah. Make it be easy for them to find a job, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal rozi, my Allah. Open your asman, open the doors, my Allah. Make halal sustenance pour from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it in halal avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin, from the kaid of the ada'in mujrimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going for umrah and all other suffer, my Allah, make it be easy for them with afiyat and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Remove all difficulties and all fear that they have, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a ba lutf zindagi, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, our brothers, Ya Allah, who have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got some tamanna, some hajat, my Allah. Some need, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got some requests from you, my Allah. They've got desires, my Allah. They've got aspirations, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our needs and hajat, my Allah. There is no other person who can fulfill our needs, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you tonight to fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our families, our relatives, our musallis, our friends, our mutalliqeen, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah, especially those who are suffering, my Allah, in Syria, in Iraq, my Allah, in Afghanistan, Ya Allah, in different countries, Ya Allah, African countries, so many places, my Allah, so many places, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food to eat, my Allah. They've got no water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of war taking place, my Allah. Innocent lives have been taken away, my Allah. Children are becoming yatim, my Allah. Women are becoming widows, my Allah. Hey, my Allah, make there be aman and aman in all the continents of the world, my Allah. Make peace, Ya Allah, prevail, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them understand that Islam is a peace-loving religion. It is not a religion that likes to kill people. It is a religion that advocates and preaches peace and unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them see the truth of Islam and accept Islam, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Make us become good models for them to see, my Allah. Make us follow the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill in our hearts your ishq, your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to follow his footsteps, my Allah. Make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give their family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Shahadat in Yafat, my Allah. Give us Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Shafaat of Rasulullah from the day of Qiyamah. Give us the Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Save all of us from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-mutarrina idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Oh my Allah, there are so many young brothers and sisters of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, who have marriageable age, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. So many have been waiting so long, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, pious partners, my Allah. Give them a blissful, happy married life, full of taqwa and afiyat, my Allah. Full of nur and barakat, my Allah. Those who are married, my Allah, create peace and muhabbat between them. If they've got no children, ya Allah, grant them pious children, my Allah. Will become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Those of us who are married, ya Allah, have got children, my Allah. Create peace and muhabbat amongst us, my Allah. Make our children the qurratu ayun, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them naik and salih, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Make us all muqarrabeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us sincerity in whatever we do. Protect us from riyah and ostentation and show, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us in this country, my Allah. Protect us wherever we go, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of crime that is taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you prevent the crime, ya Allah. Change the condition, my Allah. Make there be aman and safety, ya Allah, and peace in this country, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين